Here is a look at local sports in the Richland Center area. Richland Center High School volleyball players, take note, there will be preseason parent athlete meetings coming up, including one tonight at 6 o'clock in the Richland Center High School East Commons. It's a meeting for all prospective volleyball players going into 9th through 12th grades. And there will be another meeting coming up on August 13th at 6 p.m. All Richland Center High School volleyball players are expected to meet at one of the two meetings. Again, another one coming up tonight, and then again on August 13th. Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action last night. Pat Keegan had the top score with a 37. 38s for Aaron Halvorsen, Peter Lawrence, and Steve Swasina. Aaron birdied hole 3 and Peter birdied hole 9. A 39 shot by Rich Barrancott, including a birdie on hole 8. And Neil Mahoney and Brandon Miller each had 40s. Other golfers with holes played under par. Ryan Pogstad birdied hole 2 and 8. Mel Cook with a birdie on hole 2. Willie Degner birdied hole 2, as did Jim Kataravic. Birdies on hole 3 included Jeremy Wilson and Gary Peckham, and a birdie on hole 8 for Tony Doherty. Flag prize winners, Ed Fink with the longest putt on hole 1, Jeremy Wilson closest to the pin on hole 3, Tony Doherty with the longest drive on hole 5, Steve Swasina with the closest to the pin on hole 7, and Rod Reitz closest second shot on hole 9 during week 15 of 20 weeks of Quail Run men's golf action. Richland Center Church League softball wrapped up its regular season this week. St. Mary's won a makeup game Monday night against Church of the Nazarene, 16-9 in 8 innings. After a slow start, the bats came alive in the game for St. Mary's with key hits by Ryan Cairns, Brandon Ewing, Dorian Anderson, and Hayden Jelenic. Tuesday night, the Mission clinched a perfect season, downing the Knights of Columbus 12-7. Adam Windsor had a 2-run homer and 4 RBIs. Lyle Fish Jr. was 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Nick Perna had a triple and a home run for the Knights. St. Mary's got a share of second place, getting by Richland Baptist Temple 2-9-4 last evening. Ryan Babel had a triple, and Father Kuhn added a home run, as Benny Green was also 4-for-4 on the night. Richland Baptist Temple 1 also has a share of second place after defeating Grace Community 22-7. And Church of the Nazarene topped Free Methodist 14-6. Caden Thompson had a pair of home runs in the win. Tom Judson went 4-for-4, and Dave Hendricks was 3-for-4. Jeremiah Hassel and Andy Niemeyer each went 3-for-4 to pace Free Methodist. Boscobel Assembly of God had a bye. The 2025 Church League Tournament begins Tuesday, August 5th. The Mission is the top seed, followed by St. Mary's in second by a tiebreaker over Baptist Temple 1. Church of the Nazarene gets the 4 seed by tiebreaker over Knights of Columbus and Boscobel Assembly of God. Baptist Temple 2 is the 7th seed over Free Methodist by a tiebreaker, and Grace Community is seeded 9th. So the tournament begins next Tuesday night. On the East Diamond at 6:45, Knights of Columbus plays Church of the Nazarene. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8, Baptist Temple 1 plays Boscobel Assembly of God with the Nazarenes umpiring. At 9:15, the Mission plays the winner of the Grace Free Methodist game at 6:45 in the West Diamond. The winner of the 8 o'clock game on the East Diamond will umpire. On the West Diamond at 6:45, Free Methodist plays Grace Community. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. At 8 p.m., Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays St. Mary's. The loser of the 6:45 game will umpire. At 9:15, the loser of the Baptist Temple 1, Boscobel loser, will take on Free Methodist 2, St. Mary's. Winner of the 8 o'clock game will umpire. Action continues on the 12th of August. Tournament brackets available on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. The Simon Shark swim team finished their season at the conference swim meet in Prairie du Chien over the weekend. Keeping the theme of the season up, the small but mighty Sharks swam well and finished 5th. Boscobel won the conference title for the 5th year in a row. Lancaster finished 2nd, Prairie du Chien 3rd, Dodgeville 4th, Mineral Point swam to 6th, and Schulzberg finished in 7th place. Veteran swimmer Connor Hying swam in his last meet with the Sharks, individually finishing 1st in breaststroke and 3rd in butterfly. The 8 and under girls medley relay team of Jewel Fretz, Audrey Waterfall, Harper Adler, and Brooklyn Worthington earned a first-place finish. Other swimmers who medaled include first-place finishers Emmerich Kalman in butterfly, Grace Fretz in butterfly, and Jewel Fretz in the breaststroke. Second-place finishers include the girls' 15-18 medley relay team of Leah Chambers, Braylon Olson, Grace Fretz, and Pearl Fretz. Morgan Worthington in the freestyle and butterfly, Mercy Fretz in freestyle and the individual medley, Emmerich Kalman in the long free, Lauren Chambers in the breaststroke, the 8 and under girls freestyle relay team of Audrey Waterfall, Catalina Morales, Harper Adler, and Brooklyn Worthington, and the 9 and 10-year-old boys freestyle relay of Luke Fretz, Caleb Waterfall, and Ronan Ringelstetter. Swimmers who finished third include the 9 and 10-year-old boys medley relay of Luke Fretz, Caleb Waterfall, and Ronan Ringelstetter. Ronan Ringelstetter in the freestyle and individual medley, Zaylee Kalman in backstroke, James Waterfall in backstroke, Brooklyn Worthington in butterfly, Madeline Ringelstetter in butterfly and the individual medley, Braylon Olson in breaststroke, and the 9 and 10 girls relay team of Elsa Norte, Emma Salas, Zaylee Kelman, and also Morgan Worthington. Congratulations to the Sharks on another fine season representing the Simons Recreation Complex. The Brewers raced past the Cubs 9-3 last night, doubling their lead in the division standings to 2 games. The Cubs broke on top with a run in the second, but Milwaukee matched it, went ahead in the third, and controlled the rest of the game. Quinn Priester earned his 10th win, and Aaron Ashby got the save with 3 1/3 relief innings. The bases were loaded when Andrew Vaughn hit his 9th home run of the season. He's been baseball's hottest hitter since the Brewers brought him up from the minors.
Yeah, you know, winning's fun. Especially when the crowd's electric like that it was tonight. It's been great.
Here's manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people, and those people are at their best self. You know, if Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year I'm going to set a record? All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. 20, 19, 21, no one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card. You have an opportunity this year. Try to do something with it. We got a long journey to go, man. Got to stay sharp.
And Quinn Priester, the winning pitcher with his 10th win last night.
Trust the sinker. I think that was kind of the name of the game today, is we really trusted that thing. I know we gave up some hits, but to get the double play to Suzuki and just really, really trust that pitch was going to carry us through, and it did, and then made big pitches in big moments. I mean, I think the sinker to McGuire there was a really great pitch, and turned the ball over, and Ashby got the job done, and...
Freddy Peralta starts this afternoon as the Brewers go for the sweep of the Cubs, up by 2 in the division right now. The Dodgers 5-4 over Cincinnati, Miami 5 and the Cardinals nothing, Pittsburgh 3-1 over San Francisco, San Diego beat the Mets 7-1. In the American League, Baltimore 16, Toronto 4. Also in the nightcap, they won 3-2 over Toronto. The Yankees 7, Tampa Bay 5. Boston 8, Minnesota 5. The Athletics 6-1 over Seattle. The Angels 8 and Texas 5. Interleague play, Cleveland 10-4 over Colorado. It was Detroit 12, Arizona 2. Philadelphia 6-3 over the White Sox. Kansas City 9, Atlanta 6. Houston 7-4 over Washington. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur has told one of his players to dial it back a little bit during training camp. ESPN reports that Nate Hobbs has found out that you can hit too hard in football. Some of Hobbs' hits have been excessive, and LaFleur doesn't want his offensive players getting hurt. He played 4 seasons with the Raiders before signing a 4-year, $48 million deal with Green Bay. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.